This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, August 10th, 2017. We're doing things just a bit different at the end of this week. No Michael Tilley tomorrow. No Becca Martin Brown from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette tomorrow. But she's here today. So, Becca, if you're here Thursday, you can take tomorrow off from the newspaper.
I can?
Try that out.
I'll try that out. See if it works.
Say Kyle said you could. Thanks for coming in a day early.
Well, and we're going to do something a little different since I'm here on a different day.
Yes.
All throughout the summer in What's Up, we list everybody's season announcements.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas Public Theater, the Walton Arts Center, Theater Squared, University Theater. Well, we kind of brought them all together for today.
We are not calling this an end of summer session.
No, not quite.
Though it has...
But you can see it.
Yeah, it has hints of that.
Yes.
Okay.
So, you won't remember all this, but you will see previews every week in What's Up, and if you really want this piece of paper, email me.
Oh.
bmartin@nwadg.com, and I will send it to you.
That's a deal.
So...
And chances are you'll hear one or two shows that will really get you interested.
Oh, yeah. So the first one is Arkansas Public Theater, better known still to some of us as Rogers Little Theater.
Victory Theater in downtown Rogers.
This is season 32, which seems incredible since I can remember season where a baby theater. September 15th is the first show of the new season, and I'm so excited about this one, I could just do the time warp.
Okay, it's a Rocky Horror Picture
Show. Rocky Horror Show, except not the picture show. It's the theatrical version.
Rocky Horror Show.
You may remember it from 15 or 16 years ago when Ozark Stageworks still existed. It was one of the last shows produced by that company at the Walton Arts Center Star Theater.
Okay.
November is Every Day of Visitor. This is straight off of Broadway, set in a Jewish home for the aged in the Bronx where the residents each play act somebody famous.
Oh, okay.
December is A Christmas Story. You know this one.
The
Red Rider BB Gun. February is The Producers.
Oh, fun.
Love that show. The end of March to the 8th of April is Living on Love. It's a farce about an opera diva who discovers that her larger-than-life maestro husband has become enamored with the lovely young lady hired to ghostwrite his autobiography, and she hires a handsome young scribe of her own. Very traditional farce. May is Anne, an intimate, no-holds-barred portrait of Anne Richards, the legendary governor of Texas.
Oh, wow.
June is An Act of God. After many millennium and in just 90 minutes, God answers some of the deepest questions that have plagued mankind.
Okay.
I've got a few. And the summer musical next year is Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Seems weird to be talking about that since... The current musical. You're
right, they're just wrapping up Wedding Singer. Theater Squared, it's season 12. That doesn't seem possible either.
No.
And they open in the end of August with Fun Home. When her father dies unexpectedly, graphic novelist Allison dives deep into her past to tell the story of the volatile, brilliant, one-of-a-kind man whose temperament and secrets defined her family.
Should just tell you, too, the T2 productions again this year will be in...
The Nadine Baum Studios.
Nadine Baum Studios. Eventually, not that long from now, they'll be in their brand new home.
And how cool will that be? October is The Champion, inspired by true events in the life of Nina Simone.
Oh, that's going to be so good.
End of November through December, It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play. Love those.
And then that has become something of a tradition now of doing a holiday-themed show at the holidays.
End of January through the middle of February is The Humans by Stephen Karam. After a sleepless night, Mr. Blake brings his family to his daughter's new apartment to celebrate Thanksgiving. And mysterious things start to go bump in the night.
Hmm.
Middle of March through the 1st of April is Viet Gong. This was a new play.
That developed?
Yes, that developed here. It's the classic boy meets girl, except this boy and girl are refugees from the Vietnam War, settled at Fort Chaffee.
Oh, I am excited about this.
And then the end of April through May is The Hound of the Baskervilles.
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Adapted by Stephen Canny and John Nicholson, and I love that show.
All right.
All right, University Theater. This is, after Ashley Cohey and I looked and looked to find the number, the 67th season for University Theater. First show starting September 29th is The Glass Menagerie.
Yes, Tennessee Williams. Not the
sad.
Feel, yeah, I was gonna say, not the feel-good production of the year,
no.
But really good.
November, oh, such excitement, November. Avenue Q.
Ah.
Which you may, if you don't know Avenue Q.
Oh, I think most people do.
You think they
do?
Well,
because it's been around for a while.
Yeah.
It's
just, some things come out of those puppets' mouths that you never expected.
Right. And what Michael J. Rio, the department chair, tells me is this is closest to the original incarnation. It's gone through some changes as it's gotten more popular and bigger. So
cool. February is Life is a Dream. It's a play that dates to 1635. Wrestles with the relationship of free will and fate.
All right.
And in April, Archetype, a new project that will feature all new material written by the head of the MFA Writing Department, John Walsh, and MFA Playwriting students Megan McHenry and Paul McInnes.
So it's not just theater that you get around here. You get new theater,
you
world premiere.
Lots of new theater. The Faulkner Center.
Also on campus.
We probably have listeners who have never been to the Faulkner Center.
Well, it's only been open a couple of years.
It has. It opened in September of 2015. This used to be the museum.
Right.
Then it used to be Silas Hunt Hall.
Yes.
Now it's the Faulkner Center, and it is an amazing performance venue. And this year they have expanded to six shows. September 8th is Sing America with the Singing Men of Arkansas. November 9th, Jordanian musical artist Farah Sarah.
I'm really looking forward to this. Are you familiar with
her
music?
Not at all.
Really, really good.
Okay. December 9th, it's their tradition, the screening of Elf for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
January 19th, Ozark Old Time, New Time. With Still on the Hill, the Ozark Highballers, and caller Steve Green.
That's going to be a lot of
fun. It's going to be a blast. March 3rd, a big time band, the Steel Drivers.
Grammy winners.
Touring on the heels of their fifth album, The Muscle Shoals Recordings. And May 5th, The Music of Woody Guthrie, featuring Randy Nugent.
Right.
This will be so cool.
Also, throughout the year, there are other performances by the UA Symphony and ensembles
and
like
choirs
that.
Choirs and
right.
so
Not
forth.
Not part of the technically the season,
right.
but will take place in Faulkner Arts Center.
And then there's the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith Season of Entertainment. This is 37 for them.
Here's what's great about that. You can always remember what number of season it is because they just put it in the season title.
Yes, they
season of Entertainment, 37.
Here's the thing that I think we forget. 67 years, 30-some years, 12 years. It's not like Northwest Arkansas was born yesterday,
right.
artistically speaking. September 7th, Branford Marsalis. October 4th is their UAFS Symphonic Band. October 10th, their UAFS Chorale. October 19th through the 24th is their theater production for the fall, and I don't know what that is yet. October 30th, Gentry, the Gentleman Trio. November 8th, Cirque Mechanics, Pedal Punks.
Cirque, so I'm
yes.
assuming acrobatics and
yes.
whatnot.
Let's see, November 16th is their jazz concert. November 26th, Martina McBride Christmas concert. Mm-hmm. February 15th through the 20th is their second UAFS production. Their stuff is amazing. Bob Stevenson?
Well, Bob Stevenson has been on the forefront of a lot of Cirque esque sort of stuff, movement,
yes.
and yeah,
and
hasn't. So, correct me if I'm wrong, but some of his productions have picked up and become nationally produced, right?
I don't know. If,
okay,
I don't know if that's true, but they've made it a long way in the Kennedy Center mm-hmm. performing arts competitions. So, April 23rd, Cinderella touring production. May 1st, a grand night for singing. Most of these productions happen at the ArcBest Corp Performing Arts Center, and you can find out more about those at 788-7300. The Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, Season 7 already.
Season 7, and continuing
and
a tradition.
Of how many years? 50-some?
Yeah.
October 14th is Masterworks 1, Tchaikovsky.
Mm-hmm.
December 16th, Arizona Christmas. December 17th, The Snowman, a family concert.
That's becoming a tradition for them now.
Yes, it is. And so fun. January 27th, Masterworks 2, Mozart and Mendelssohn. Mm-hmm. March 10th, Pops with the Fayetteville Jazz Collective.
Oh, wow.
And May 5th, Masterworks 3, La Boheme.
And this year it's a more traditional schedule because, remember, last year they had to truncate it a bit because of the work at
right.
the venue.
And this all happens at the Walton Arts Center. Season tickets start at $125.
Which is pretty inexpensive.
Fort Smith Symphony, this is the 21st season with John Jeter.
Right.
Have no idea how many years it is for Quite the Symphony.
Quite a few.
The theme this year is Frontiers.
Yeah, and the middle of the season will feature the start of the bicentennial celebration for the entire city.
Right. September 10th is an evening with pianist Jeremy Dank, Shostakovich, and Beethoven.
And he plays with Joshua Bell all the time. Joshua Bell, who started the season last year. They're collaborators.
October 21st, The Great Ladies of Swing with Dee Daniels.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
December 2nd, An Epic Christmas with things like Sleigh Ride, Angels We Have Heard on High, and Ave Maria.
You cannot say you have no entertainment at Christmas time around here.
No.
Every one of these seasons, I think, has had something.
January 20th, Romantic Echoes, Bartok, Saint-Saëns, and Schumann. Mm-hmm. April 21st is when the Bicentennial Celebration starts, and they're doing this cool thing. They've brought in two regional bands, the Crumbs and the Ben Miller Band, to do Fort Smith heritage songs.
Yeah.
May 12th is Homegrown Greatest, the music of Florence Price.
Florence Price, who is was an Arkansas native, and that's going to feature the first ever performance of one of her symphonies.
And it will be recorded.
Yes, by Naxos.
So that's cool.
Naxos, yes.
And all this happens at the ArcBest Corp Performing Arts Center. Season tickets start at $100. And then there's the Walton Arts Center, where single tickets went on sale Monday.
And just a slew.
We're just going to fly through a little bit of it. The American Music Series starts September 19th with Taj Mahal and Keb Mo. And also includes Leanne Rimes and the Charlie Daniels Band
in
later
series.
In the year.
Yeah.
West Street Live, Hot Club of Cowtown, Joe Ely Acoustic.
Ely.
Thank you.
Yes, Joe Ely.
He does every time I get it wrong.
Joe Ely, but he's going to be fantastic.
The Susan Werner Trio, An Evening with Peter Yarrow. You might know who he is.
Peter Paul and Mary.
The 10x10 series is their $10 bargain amazing.
And this is world-class entertainment that maybe often is not household name,
right?
But from around the world.
And then again, this year, we've got Ballet Arkansas, Bella Fleck and Brooklyn Rider.
Okay, Grammy-winning household name.
Yeah. The Triplets of Belleville Cine Concert. Mm-hmm. Pasadena Roof Orchestra, Aquila Theater, which has done performances at the Walton Arts Center, I think as long as it's been the Walton Arts Center.
Just about.
Doing Sense and Sensibility. The Dublin Guitar Quartet and the Artisphere Festival Orchestra 10x10 concert.
All of those are 10 bucks.
Yeah.
Just $10.
The Starlight Jazz Club.
This is again at Walton Arts Center.
With people like the Hunter Tones. Mm-hmm. Laugh Out Loud at WAC with David Sedaris. And then on October 30th and 31st, the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
So the actual film.
Robert Earl Keen.
Uh-huh.
The one I'm looking forward to is called Disenchanted. Happens in March. And it's The Princess's Not So Happily Ever After.
Mm. Sort of like the VH1 Behind the Music sort of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or the second act of Into the Woods.
Right.
Coca-Cola Night Out series includes Moments Chance.
A dance troupe who's been around for a long time.
The Kimberly Clark Family Fun series includes things like Danu and martial artists from the People's Republic of China. It's just a ridiculous amount of stuff.
And as you said, the single tickets have just gone on sale within the last week.
So, and there's two offerings that are not part of any season.
Okay.
The Voice Jam competition in April, and next June, the Artisphere Festival Orchestra finale.
Yeah.
So, and there will be more. I still don't have the season for the Alma Performing Arts Center. I still don't have the season for the Van Buren Performing Arts Center. I still don't have the season for the Arkansas Philharmonic. We're not done yet.
And then, of course, as the temperatures warm back up in spring of 2018, the Amp will get cranking again.
Yes.
And there's, of course, the Bentonville Film Festival and all these things.
And Fort Smith Little Theater instead of being on a school year calendar, is on
an annual
calendar. So sometime around Christmas, we'll get their season announcement for 2018.
And I'm sure there's a few other seasons we just haven't considered yet. Hey, send us the stuff. We'll get to you.
Absolutely. But if you're still hungry after this,
well,
wow.
Yeah. Becca Martin Brown is the features editor of the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. One time I can say this. Look for the What's Up tab tomorrow.
Yes. Wonderful.
All right. And we're back to normalish next week.
We'll never
be
normalish.
Right. Good point. Thanks, Becca.